Training new workers in the clean energy economy will be necessary as we transition away from fossil fuels. But what about workers already in the energy industry? A recent study examines whether these fossil fuel workers have the skills for clean energy jobs, and if they live in communities where these jobs will be in the future. The Allegheny Front's intern Danish Bajwa has more.
The country is moving away from fossil fuels. It's now in the agreement signed at the latest UN climate conference just held in December. But that means hundreds of thousands of workers in the coal, gas, and oil industries could be out of work, in places like Texas, Wyoming, and Appalachia. New jobs will be created in clean energy production, but will they be in the same places where fossil fuel workers are now? Michael Atkin, professor at EPFL in Switzerland, said he and his cohorts on a study published in Nature Communications wanted to know two things.
Do workers have the right skill sets to do this? The second friction we looked at was geography. Are workers, fossil fuel workers, located where these green jobs are and will continue to grow?
They used the location of current green energy power plants, like wind and solar, and employment projections for 2029 to predict where green energy jobs are likely to be in the future. What they found is that fossil fuel workers do have similar skills needed for those new jobs, but projected the jobs are unlikely to come to the communities they live in. Morgan Frank, an author on the study and assistant professor at the University of Pittsburgh, explains.
Green energy production depends on regional factors. You need a lot of sunlight if you're going to be a successful solar energy producer. You need wind if you're going to produce energy with wind.
So for instance, large-scale solar energy production might not be located in cloudy western Pennsylvania or West Virginia, but rather in sunny places like California or Texas. For workers, this means that they may have to move. Frank says census data show that's unlikely.
Historically, they do not travel very far to take advantage of new employment opportunities. They are not big movers.
The researchers suggest one solution may be incentivizing workers to move. Aaron Bates, the communications director for the United Mine Workers of America, says that fossil fuel workers are already moving for jobs, but this doesn't help the communities they leave behind.
Sure. They'll move to find better jobs. They'll move to support their family. Anyone will do that. But why can't we fix the problem of helping the communities that are being so devastated for decades?
The researchers concluded that major policy interventions will be needed to bring green energy jobs to these workers. They pointed to President Biden's major climate initiative, the Inflation Reduction Act. The IRA promises to grow employment in fossil fuel communities. The 2022 law includes at least $4 billion in tax credits to build clean energy manufacturing, among other projects in regions with closed coal mines or power plants. Bates is waiting for results.
The IRA made some great promises, and we were highly involved in those promises. We haven't seen much come to fruition, but we do have hope.
For Sean O'Leary, a senior researcher at the Ohio River Valley Institute, his hometown in West Virginia is one example of a community hit hard.
You'll see empty storefronts. You'll see empty lots in the downtown that look like, frankly, missing spaces in the teeth of people who've suffered a lot of cavities.
He argues that workers may not have to leave their communities for work. He says there's jobs in energy efficiency and things like HVAC maintenance or local solar power installation. In his view, many politicians in state legislatures view energy efficiency jobs as threatening to the coal and gas industries. Still, O'Leary argues the transition is worth it.
In a place like West Virginia, like in western Pennsylvania, frankly, economically and environmentally, they'd be way better off to buy clean power than to make dirty power. It's a tough message for folks to hear, and it's an even tougher message for many of them to believe.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Danish Bajwa.